Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Today on Same Day Shipping, SDS All-Stars crossed with Game of Thrones.
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Do they reuse that song in the House of Dragons?
They do.
Just exactly the same.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I want more musics.
I do, and their music is usually good.
Yeah.
So why not have more? Okay, so we're gonna do All Stars with that.
Yeah, we're gonna do All Stars with that.
Do you have so Patrick? You created our brackets for our lists for us.
Yes.
Are you using House of Dragon characters as well?
I am not. Okay. I am strictly using Game of Thrones characters.
So I take it, perhaps you're not feeling the new House of Dragons.
No,
series.
I like it. I like it thus far. I just didn't know where we all were.
I
on
haven't
it
seen
currently.
Any of it. So right. Mine would only be through the myth.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like the names, I'd be like, well, I know them because of the myth.
And I've seen the actors in costume.
Ah, so you're somewhere in between me and you.
So you haven't seen all of it.
Yeah, I've not seen all of it.
Well, it's also an active thing. We don't know like what the book is closed on all of these characters,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like except for Jon Snow, who I guess is going to come back in a sequel
they're
series
all
or something.
Dead and in the ground.
Oh,
They're wait, like talking about it.
Jon Snow is gonna. There's a sequel.
Oh, geez.
So I believe there are 6 Game of Thrones spinoff series in some form of development at the moment.
Really?
Because Disney Plus is just fucking crushing it with Star Wars content for the last few years.
That's right. So
Game of Thrones,
like, we need it now too.
Yeah. To no critical failure
and you know no backlash
honestly,
of any kind.
On the Twitter that I'm on. Really? No.
No, yeah. Everyone, like, on the Twitter that I'm on, everyone is actively simping for all this Star Wars shit that's on Disney Plus. I can't speak to it. I have not watched it. So maybe it is good and I would like it.
House of Dragon?
No, the other thing.
Oh, I've watched it all. It's pretty good.
Nice. Wait, what's the other thing? Obi-Wan?
No, the Star Wars shit.
I liked the Obi-Wan a little bit, but then I got to a point where I was, like, with all of the Star Wars shit in the last few years, I get to a point where I'm like, I can just stop watching this now.
That's what happened to me with The Mandalorian. I just was like, I guess I just don't need to keep watching this.
Yeah.
But maybe it was good, and I missed out on something great.
They just watch other stuff, though.
Like, there's so much stuff. In fact, there's so much stuff that we have favorites. We have 100 favorites.
We have 100 of our SDS All-Stars. Thank you, Ryan, for steering us back. and the way that we do this, that we have a list every on the SDS All-Stars list, 1 through 100, all these characters are assigned a number. Ditto on the Game of Thrones side. We're going to roll 1D100 via 2 10-sided dice and then talk about how to ship those characters together.
Cool.
All right, can I take first roll?
Ryan, take first roll. Are you going to roll for SDS All-Stars or
All-Stars.
For... Okay.
35.
The pick is Cookie Fleck from Best in Show. I will roll.
With someone from Game of Thrones.
Yep, about to be with number 36, who is of course Tommen Baratheon. So the eldest,
the one who ends his own life,
the one who throws himself out of the tower after his mother has blown up his wife and everyone else that he knows. And also is a child. So both of these things in play.
I can't remember which one Cookie is.
Cookie is Catherine O'Hara's character in Best in Show.
I'm not wearing underwear.
Colin remembers. This is from a Colin ship from a little while back. You shipped Jerry and Cookie Fleck.
Yeah, they are OTP. Through it all, even through her apparent liaison with a boy royal.
He's king for a while.
You can be king and a child.
I agree. I'm just saying, like, you
that's
know,
that's true. If I get my way hacking through that British monarchy, it will happen. I want to make sure one of those demon children becomes the king of England.
What is your age cutoff for stabbing royals through the gut?
Well, how young? Wait, what's the ages of these other ones?
I don't fucking know.
Like little babies?
Of what other ones?
George is like 7 or 8.
Too old. Need younger.
And then his little brother. He's got a little sister. And then I think also a little brother, Louis.
Okay.
Who's like 3, 2, 3.
Yeah, I want that kid to be king.
So you got to kill Will. You got to kill Charles.
Sure. Don,
he's pretty protected right now.
Like, I don't even know that you need to,
Charles,
right?
Charles, I could just like knock into him. And
no, our good friend Time is going to take care of him.
Yeah, Father Time.
Yeah.
Oh, and maybe that's in 25 all royalty years. Works.
Yeah. No, that's Patrick, the thing. That's the point. We are subverting.
No, you just kill the other ones. Well, they don't have as intense of security around them.
No, you clearly have not played Civilization 6.
Look, I don't think you're even taking it far enough, Kelly. I say you don't stop until we've reached a King Ralph scenario.
Where it's like
where
a guy.
Just John Goodman.
Just John Goodman.
Yeah, it's
where is John Goodman in the line of succession?
We're one bad family portrait away.
That doesn't even work anymore.
Why is that?
Because the way we take pictures.
Oh, yeah.
We don't use the magic electric poof for lighting.
How can you get Cookie with
how do we get these two together? I think we adjust the ages.
Okay.
So maybe sure. So we age Tommen up.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, Game of Thrones was a long time ago, maybe, because of castles and shit.
Okay. Where are you going?
Okay. Right.
You're starting to sound like a guy that's memorized the ages of consent in all of the states.
So, like, if they're in Hawaii, we're good to go. True story. Hawaii's sick. Disgusting.
Okay, well, so I'm going to say, even if it's legal, let's not, right?
Right, that's why I was trying to get us to either age him up or age him down.
Yeah, I like that.
I say let's age him up.
Okay.
And make him interested in, because he's a sweet, sensitive boy.
So he faked his death jumping off that tower. He actually jumped into a pit of time warp.
Okay.
And
which aged him and sent him to the year like.
He was in the time warp for a bunch of years.
Wow, sure. A lot of time to think.
Time works differently in the time warp.
Yeah.
What was he doing in there?
He was thinking back to the politics of Game of Thrones, wondering why it wasn't very good, like where it was very dangerous, bad for people. Mm-hmm. He became a socialist.
Okay. That's good.
And then...
and then he developed an interest in animals?
He likes animals. Yeah, I can see it. Mr. Pounce, his cat.
He did, Sir Pounce.
Sir Pounce.
Yeah. That's right.
Pounce, yeah.
Okay, well then maybe this is an easier connection than we're doing too much work here. He likes cats. She likes dogs.
Uh-oh. That's cute. That could be their fake conflict or whatever.
Maybe Winky chases Sir Pounce up a tree. That's a little meat cute.
Okay, that's instead cute. Of faking his death and jumping into a time warp pit, he chases Sir Pounce down a rabbit hole.
Yes.
Alice in Wonderland style.
Perfect.
And ends up in Best in Show times.
Yeah, I like that.
That's really cute.
He's used to having the fanciest cat.
Yeah.
Sees this fancy little dog walking around and is like, who's that dog?
Yep. Who owns this dog? And maybe it's a friendship.
Okay. Yeah,
it could be a friendship.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, maybe she adopts him. Oh,
I could see Cookie bringing home a stray boy.
Yeah.
A little blonde boy.
Yeah.
And Jerry
just all.
Okay.
He'd adjust.
Yeah. He'd roll with it.
Oh, man.
All right, that's pretty good.
That's good.
I think that works.
We did it.
Colin, roll up another SDS All-Star.
You got it. Number 67.
67 is the VHS tape from the Same Day Shipping logo.
On our logo, we have a VHS tape and a die and a controller.
Comic book. Yeah,
or a comic book.
Yeah, and a controller.
And a controller running through the fields.
Okay, Kelly rolls
12.
12, the Game of Thrones character is Hodor.
Oh, man.
That like did all the work for us. Two sweet, dumb boys.
Yeah.
Or not to gender the tape. I don't know. Maybe, but, oh, man. They just got big, goofy faces.
They're just big and goofy. I think that's it.
I think they just get to have fun together without the toxicity of everything around them.
Yep.
Mm, do you think there's a lot of toxicity around the VHS tape in our logo?
I think that comic book is full of shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the game controller is also huge into Gamergate, too. I don't know if you know this.
Really big into Gamergate. And the comic book is like really hates She-Hulk, the show.
Totally, yeah.
Because of, not for like that it's too didactic, but the other way.
Yeah, that's
too
right.
Too woke.
Too woke.
Like, they're like, why'd they make She-Hulk a girl?
Have you guys done the TikTok She-Hulk filter?
No, is it fun?
It makes you look hot.
Really?
Woo. Green and hot.
That's cool.
No, you and I are on similar TikTok journeys because I somehow informed the algorithm that all I wanted to see was people feeling themselves with the She-Hulk filter. Because it's just one after another for me
now. Good.
And people be like, is this even going to work for me? And then it does. Like,
that's so
I'm
going to
be green every day.
It's a look.
All right, that's good. I think that ship works.
Yeah.
Let's roll another. Here's a Same Day Shipping All-Star 60. Colin, you want to roll the Game of Thrones?
How come character? Ryan doesn't get to roll?
I don't know.
We got to do different pairings.
We're trying
here.
To mix it up.
Oh. So on the SES All-Star side, it's Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
Ooh,
91.
With whom?
With Craster.
Who's that?
Craster is the wildling who lives not that far from the wall, who lives in a big house with a bunch of daughters who are also his wives.
Okay, Ursula is coming to kick his ass.
Yeah.
Or to join forces.
No, she can't
do that.
She enslaves people and turns them into like little kelp monsters.
Not so she can have sex with them.
Okay, well, we don't know what she gets up to with those things.
I think here's what she does. I think she's like, you're wasting your energy using these wives and children as sex slaves.
These poor, unfortunate souls.
And he's like, I've never heard music before because I live in a sad forest place where everyone I know is related to me.
Right.
By one degree.
Yeah. Immediately related to me.
And so he's like, what is this music? And then she's like, you can use these, right? So doesn't she kind of use them also to like supplement her own power or something?
Yes. Yeah.
So she's like, you just do it that way. So then he's like, oh, okay, maybe that's cool. And then so she helps him, instead of using sex slavery, just consume their power.
Well, and Caster is also at this point, all of the boys that are born, partially so that he doesn't ever have competition, but also to like appease the Night King or whatever,
right,
is like leaving them out for the Night King to just like pick up and take away.
Right.
So, I think Ursula would want to fight the Night King.
I think she would too.
Yeah.
So I think she's encouraging Craster to stand up to the Night King.
And she's not doing it necessarily for good. It's like, she's like, oh, I want this.
Oh, she wants power.
Yeah.
She wants that crown.
The crown.
Once she realizes that ice is just hard water, she's like, go. I can fucking.
She can fuck with that.
She can go.
She's like,
them.
I should rule this shit too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I could see her encouraging Craster to like stand up and use his army of slave daughters to fight
daughter
the Night
wives.
King. Wife is like, we shouldn't call them wives.
Wife
what, it's what he calls them. It's what he calls them.
Here's my question. Do we think, because Ursula has, she hates King Triton, right?
Yeah.
Do you think she's like, Triton, you're not doing something very different with your castle of daughters?
It's true. We never see his wife or if he has any sons.
No, he has a wife.
Does he have a wife?
No, she doesn't have a wife. He doesn't have a wife. No.
I think
Ariel's mother
is dead.
Yeah. Passed away.
I think that's canon.
And there are no brothers in this family.
No, there are no brothers.
There are mermen.
Right, but not in the royal family.
Not in that family. Yeah, he has a bunch of daughters.
Are we sure Triton isn't already doing like
Kelly was suggesting? Sacrificing into an
Craster?
Yeah.
To the Kraken.
He's like the underwater
Craster.
I kept wanting to say Kraken.
Kraken. This is a despicable ship. I hate it.
Yeah, it's really
I hate
bad.
This a lot. It takes someone I really enjoy and makes me hate them and not want to watch them. Yes.
All right, I'm rolling. Bob got a hold of Craster.
All right, SDS All-Star 74.
Katniss Everdeen from The Hunger Games.
Ooh.
Okay.
Another recent ship of
this
mine.
This is interesting. Yes, right. 84.
The Waif.
Who?
So this is the woman who is training with the faceless man with Arya.
Oh, that little bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think this is an enemies to lovers situation.
I mean, they're both like hunters, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're both out to kill. Although I guess Katniss not immediately.
Katniss is trying to survive.
She gets there.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see Katniss on a very similar path as Arya ending up in the...
Yeah, Bravos.
The House of Two Doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called something like that, right? Like the double door.
It's the double tree by Marriott.
You get free cookies there. I could see that. Or I could see them both having, like, Katniss, you know, she's trying to, like, kill her way up the...
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck place
Hunger
it's called.
Games?
Yeah, but, like, the bad people.
Battle Royale?
No, like, the
like, Capitol?
Yeah. Like, through, like, she's trying to get to the people in charge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's her ultimate mark. I could see the Waif, that's her mark.
Okay.
And so they're both going after the same, so they're both like coming from different ends, killing. And it's like, maybe sometimes one of them kills before the other and they're like, wow, ooh, that's like superior like work. And like,
oh, that's cool.
And they admire each other, but also they get annoyed because they're like, that was my kill.
For sure.
I love that.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, and then when it comes to killing Snow, they hold the knife together and slide it across his throat.
Oh, yeah. Sick.
For example. No, that's
out in a rain of his throat blood.
Yeah.
That's good.
Hell yeah.
I like that a lot. Let's keep rolling these.
Okay. Let's do it. All right. Let's see.
Colin rolling the SDS All-Star. 9.
Ooh.
Okay. Just 9, huh?
All right.
Wait, isn't 00... Oh, yeah, that's zero.
The only way that we get 100 is if we get 0 and 0 on both of them.
Right.
So this is Michael from Roswell.
Oh, my God. The stakes are high.
Stakes are so high here.
Part Ryan of my OTP, rolling. 64.
Have we gotten that one already?
No, because it is Melisandre the Red Woman.
Whoa.
Ooh.
She is way too much woman for him.
He's dead meat. Yeah. He's dead meat.
Here's the thing. We're all dead meat in this scenario.
Yeah.
They conquered the world together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's over. Sorry, world.
I mean, it's like if... Well, wait a minute. Who's more ambitious and powerful, Stannis or Michael?
I mean, powerful. Michael has powers.
Michael physically has...
He has powers.
Special powers.
Stannis is just a simp.
He's such a simp.
But he has the blood.
He
and Michael has fancy blood.
Yes, he does.
She would fucking love his blood.
She would want to bathe in his
blood. Do you know what she could do with that blood?
It's like blue and shimmery, right?
Yeah, it's special blood.
I mean, that's pretty nice.
Yeah. She's the Red Woman.
Yeah, she's
oh my God. Well, she's like, oh, Clash.
Yeah, she's like, ooh, that might be purple.
No, it's called the Purple Rain.
Oh,
when they
shit.
Take over everything.
Oh.
That's cool.
I do think they end up burning the world down. Like, I think they conquer the world and destroy it in
yeah, but
one.
What was the world really doing?
What do you...
They didn't even have computers.
No, you're right.
In her time, in the olden times? Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Michael...
Whoa, wait, hold on.
Yeah, where does this happen?
Where was this happening?
In Westeros, or...
I was thinking this was happening in Westeros.
Yeah, because Michael can, like... He can time travel somehow.
Sure, yeah.
Slash go to a different planet, whatever the fuck the deal is with Game of Thrones world.
Yeah, maybe Game of Thrones is just another planet.
Yeah.
What if we find out like the Statue of Liberty is there?
So it's in the future.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be crazy?
That would be crazy.
That's a hell of a twist. Cool. We should write that down.
Yeah.
The seventh spinoff.
Oh my God, after all this time, we find out that it's like in the deep past of Earth.
And then you just so you future. Turn one way and you see the Statue of Liberty and you turn the other way and it's a ape on a horse.
And we're like, wait, what? Hold on.
Yeah, I like this. That Planet of the Apes is just like a different continent.
Yeah, they haven't run into
in the world of Westeros. Yeah, we just haven't been there yet.
Because they only had boats, like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have, like, satellites.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have satellites, they don't have airplanes.
Yeah, so they, like, it...
They don't even
maybe
have a
they
subway.
Just never went
maybe
there.
The current
they
just doesn't go that way.
Right, it doesn't go that way.
What are you going to do? Current doesn't go that way, wind doesn't blow that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be the first apes to cross the black water into Westeros.
Where's the other one in this?
It's right behind the glass. Kelly rolling us a new SDS All-Star. Number 29 is going to be Stanley Ipkiss from The Mask.
Oh, I like it already.
Stanley Ipkiss.
And 85.
I think he's probably going to die in this ship, depending.
Well, he is, because 85 is the Night King.
He's going to lose that mask so hard.
Right, but first, the Night King uses him.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of hot.
No, it is. Definitely hot. Wait, is Stanley Ipkiss that has
the mask? Is he wearing
the
mask?
Does he have the mask?
I think if he doesn't have the mask, like, what is he?
He's just a guy.
I guess that's the moral of the...
That's the moral. That's the whole fucking point of the movie. He's Stanley Ipkiss. He's a great, unique guy who loves cartoons and his dog.
Sure.
Sorry. He's worthy of Cameron Diaz.
We're finding another thing that really formed my fucking identity.
Dude, The Mask. I used to watch that every... I think I could still quote that movie top to bottom. Used to watch
movie.
It every Friday with my sister.
Wow.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Let's Thank give you. Him the mask, though.
Okay, sure.
Okay. He needs the mask to survive Westeros
also,
at all.
Well, he needs a mask to survive riding the Night King's... Dick.
Yeah,
his big icicle. Cartoon tongue is going to freeze to his fucking flagpole.
Oh, that's so funny. He's like, wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
But then I can kind of like
it. Yeah, he's like, okay. he punches his head back and forth. And he's like,
like those big inflatable balls on a, like a rubber band.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Oh my god.
And I'm comfortable with this being a one night stand.
Sure. No, eventually no, Stanley would put like a stick of dynamite up his ass and fucking he'd shoot his load right before getting exploded to death.
Oh yeah, and then he realizes that like he's like, oh, he's not like me. Like I have unending powers.
Right.
But he's like a guy. Like he is like very powerful, but he is a guy.
But like he's gonna get stabbed and die.
Yeah, like whereas like I can literally blow up and be fine.
Yeah,
he's
I'm
like, my
cartoon.
Name is Cuban Pete.
Yeah. Boom, tiki, boom, boom, tiki, boom, boom, tiki, boom.
I love it.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, SDS All-Star number 75.
75 is Veronica Mars.
Ooh! Watch out.
Here, Colin, roll us a Game of Thrones.
Roll us our soon-to-be doomed character. 65.
65
really is
60s
a lot.
It does like the 60s. This is Zaro Zarandoxos.
Who is that?
This is the guy from Karth, the greatest city that ever was or ever will be.
That's right. The richest man in Karth.
The
I
richest
believe.
Man in Karth. Yes. That's right. But whose safe is fucking empty because he's a goddamn liar.
I would love to see this V-Mars episode.
Yeah, she's going to uncover
she's gonna
all
get to the
of his
fucking stuff. Bottom of it.
Dude, what took Khaleesi 3 fucking hour long episodes
to
figure out V-Mars would have wrapped up in a oneer.
Ooh, is V-Mars hanging with Khaleesi?
Ooh, she's like part of her like crew at that point, which is just like her and like 8 Dothraki guys.
Yeah.
And Jorah.
Yeah.
No, just in between classes, fucking Khaleesi like traps her in the girls' room. Someone has taken my dragons.
She's
that's
like,
it.
Yeah,
she needs someone to solve the case of who took my dragons.
Yeah.
They bust that warlock guy, and then they move on to busting Zaro Zarandoxus.
So he's just a mark. She just honeypots him,
and
gets into that safe like no problem.
I love it.
Oh, that's so
fun.
But
he never will forget her.
Oh yeah, he'll, as he's rotting to death in that scene.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, but I had that one night, that charming young woman.
Oh God,
Kelly, roll us an all star.
Me. Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Ooh. Number 13 on the SDS All-Stars.
Lucky 13.
Lucky 13. This is Riley from Buffy.
Ooh. Ooh. Rye girl loves Rye guy.
Oh, and 99.
So an afterthought.
Yeah. definitely an afterthought on the Game of Thrones side. This is Septon Ray. This is Ian McShane's character from the one episode of Game of Thrones that he's in.
Oh, yeah. I like that guy.
I don't remember him.
He encounters the Hound when the Hound is like has been stabbed and left to die.
Yes.
Stabbed by Bran of Tarth.
Right.
And he's like left to die. Arya like is going to kill him and she doesn't. She leaves him to die. And then we think he's dead, but he's not. He is discovered by Septon Ray, which is Ian McShane's character, who has like a little cults, like what does he have? Like a little group?
Oh, it seems more innocuous than a cult.
Yeah, it's
right?
Just like a group, like a co-op.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. He's the leader of a co-op.
Yeah, and I don't know. He just it's like vaguely. He kind of like slaps the Hound out of it, right?
Right. Yeah. One is like there's good in the world. It's just like these people, like we live together peacefully,
right?
And then their shit gets raided by bad guys.
And then doesn't everyone die?
Yeah, I think even does the Hound kill?
I think the Hound kills him.
Septon Ray?
No. A band of, they're like an offshoot of the Brothers Without Banners.
Okay.
Comes through. They want what little food and timber that the little co-op has. So they slaughter everybody. And then the Hound picks up just like a wood chopping axe and goes on a murder spree. And then he encounters the other, what are the Boys Without Banners? Whatever.
Yeah, brothers Without Banners.
Thank you, brothers. Yeah, yeah.
Boys Without Banners.
With Boys Without Banners. Saturdays is for the Boys Without Banners.
I hate the Boys Without Banners. Yeah, they suck.
But anyway, so they've already caught the bad guys. And they're like, no, these guys were going around killing people saying they were us. But they're not really us because we don't kill people or whatever the fuck. Anyway, that's...
Right, and then the Hound is like, fuck the Lord of Light.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That was really good.
Because he doesn't like fire.
Because his face got burned.
Would you?
I wouldn't.
No.
You know what I love, though, is that you know every single deep bit of lore about this show because you've watched every single episode of Game of Thrones multiple times.
Colin's a great resource for this. Yeah. I love
you,
it.
The shit that you know about this show is like, none of us knew. That you secretly knew everything about Game of Thrones.
We've just been walking around being your friend. Yeah.
Living regular lives.
I like to keep it low key like that, you know? Just like anytime you don't see me,
you're watching Game of Thrones.
Okay, so Septon Ray, we're saying essentially a good guy, right?
Yeah, he is.
A good guy in a world that does not allow him to be good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Kind
of like Riley.
Okay. Oh, man.
A great guy. A stand-up dude.
Sure.
Why don't you explain who Riley is?
Riley is... He's a military dude.
Mm-hmm.
He fights demons. He thinks...
Well, undercover as a college student.
Yeah, as a TA.
Yeah.
And he thinks that he's at the cutting edge of demon fighting, but he finds out that the traditional demon fighters, like the Chosen One, Buffy... are actually much more efficient and better at fighting demons. And so then he goes from being the leader of a team to being kind of a sidekick, decides that he needs his girlfriend to respect him more, so he leaves town. And then he works for the government hunting demons with a hot wife.
He's like basically like Blackwater,
right.
But like for demons. Mm. Also, he, kind of like what you're hinting at, he... wants his girlfriend to respect him more. He basically like needs a girlfriend or someone that will constantly be telling him what a good job he's doing.
And he also strives to do the right thing and the good thing.
Right.
And he's definitely an above board kind of person.
Yeah.
So he is going to get that kind of affirmation.
Yes. From Septon.
From Septon. Really good. Right. Yeah.
I think that would be a great team for him to join because he's probably the best demon fighter on that team.
Mm,
and that's kind of what he misses is being the best.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how good they are overall, as long as he's the best individual. Yes.
Right, right. He loves being a big fish in a small pond.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that works.
Yep. Yeah, it's cute.
Do they hang out in like the world of Buffy or in?
I think Westeros maybe.
In Westeros?
Yeah, because he can fight like, you know, White Walkers maybe. I don't want to say anyone too hard to fight.
Right. Yeah. Right. You know? So not even the, yeah, just like the White Walkers. Like
he's
like
not
going to old...
encounter the Night King.
No. Heavens no.
No.
Dothraki? Never in a million
years. Never, never, never. But like, you know, a White Walker or two, whatever. Sure. A bandit, random bandit
a
or
shadow
two.
Cat.
I was going to say, would he have been able to save them from the bandits?
Yeah, he could have from the bandits.
Oh, in fact, he was away doing a mission.
No.
And so he comes back and they're all murdered.
Oh my God, you're doing that to Riley. Yeah.
That's what he
needs it though. He needs that.
And then he has to be second fiddle to the Hound on a revenge quest.
Oh my God.
So he's
no.
right back in the number two position.
The Hound might be in a position where he's not killing everybody right now, but I don't think Riley makes it.
Can you imagine Riley's like, so like Riley's like encounters the Hound, right? And they're both fighting against some other third party. And he doesn't know the Hound yet. The Hound doesn't know him. And he tries to be like, oh, actually, like, this is how you, like, and he, like, does some, like, fancy move. And then the Hound just, like, punches the guy in the brain. And the guy, like, falls over. Right. And he's like, oh, I guess back to square one.
His, like, pointy electro gun malfunction.
All right, Patrick.
Rolling another SDS All-Star.
Fuck the Lord of Light.
Fuck the Lord of Light. Number 50 on the SDS All-Stars.
All right.
Who is Quasimodo from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, okay. Man.
Okay, Quasi.
Okay.
And 68.
Shay.
Who? Oh, the girl?
Tyrion's wife until she betrays him.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think Quasimodo might meet a girl in a brothel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean...
Yeah.
This one just kind of lines up.
Because also, like, look, like, a beautiful, mysterious girl. He likes that. He likes Esmeralda. She's beautiful, mm-hmm. mysterious. Mm-hmm. So I think he's transferring.
No, they're both kind of each other's type.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no offense to Tyrion.
This is like, okay, so your friend, look, like, no goes through a really bad breakup and then shows up to the next party with Quasimodo, and you're like, he looks exactly like Tyrion.
I was going to say he looks exactly like Tyrion.
Yeah.
I think he's similar to Tyrion in the books. I think Tyrion in the books is not. I mean, because Peter Dinklage is like handsome.
He's like a movie star, right?
Like Quasimodo. But I think in the books, Tyrion.
Oh yeah, because it was like his hair was like feathery white. His eyes were like
two
white.
Colors.
And, like,
yeah.
One is. Mm-hmm.
Well, and also
bright
he gets
green.
His nose chopped off in the Battle of Blackwater.
Really fucked up. He doesn't get a really handsome scar.
No.
He doesn't just become more and more ruggedly handsome.
Yeah.
He gets like a piece of his face hacked off.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think they're just rebounding with each other. It's fine.
Wild.
Yeah, and I think they're both
It's
wild.
Yeah.
They're getting what they need.
Yeah. I give it a week, you guys. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a rebound. That's what you expect.
Well, yeah. So wait,
end up going long-term with your rebound, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
So this is a rebound after she, like, testifies against Tyrion?
Yeah.
Maybe she just sails to Paris instead.
Sure, she just escapes, like, when they put Marcella on the boat to Dorne, she, like, gets on another boat.
Yeah, like, that was the plan. She was supposed to take the bag of silver and go away forever.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe she just does that and ends up in Notre Dame.
Yeah, I like that.
I like this.
Okay.
Esmeralda does not like her. Esmeralda is not happy to have her
around.
But
this is the thing. Esmeralda's being a real bitch about this, because she doesn't even really like Quasimodo in that way. So it's like, why do you care about, like, you know what I mean? Like,
you can't reserve
him. You don't want
him,
but he can't have someone else?
Right.
But that's exactly, she's put her bookmark on him. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
She put a fucking nickel on the pinball machine that is Quasimodo.
While she's over there playing air hockey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, the new SDS All-Stars, number 71.
Uh-oh.
Clementine from The Walking Dead.
Oh, man.
Kelly, you want to roll to see what nightmare we're shipping her with?
Yeah, a fucking daughter figure would be great.
Maybe
here.
If, like, it's like her and Arya, that'd be chill.
Oh.
Five. Oh, my God.
What?
I'm checking it. It's true.
Shut
Arya!
The fuck up.
All right.
Real daughters don't die. Arya wasn't Scottish, but still. She's like, you have to be tough and not be murdered by zombies. I was chased by zombies and didn't get murdered.
In fact, she chased the zombies.
Yes, she did.
She went and killed the king zombie.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and then do they travel back to Walking Dead times to, like, finish off those zombies?
Yeah. Travel back. So it is, we're canonically in the future.
How else would the Statue of Liberty get there, Colin?
Think about it, Colin.
Think about the apes on the horses. How are they there? Whip pan. slammed to black. We're like, wait, what?
So she shows up in Atlanta and just fucking clears house.
Yeah.
Takes Needle out and is just like, here's how you kill fucking zombies, you idiots.
Yeah, drop out of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't care how you get up there.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if the tree is even near to your target.
Because here's the thing. I've been training for years and years.
Yes.
Blind at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to ask me questions, because if I told you the answer, I'd have to kill you.
Yeah, that's right. It's not about keeping your hair short or whatever.
No. Yeah, keeping your hair short, that's children's, child's play.
That's step zero.
Yeah.
Duh. We're on step 100 now.
Have you been blinded by somebody and then fought?
And then unblinded?
And then unblinded? Have you taken the face of other people?
I mean, I stopped watching that show so long ago. All of that could have happened.
It's true.
We don't know
what happened in seasons 14 through 20.
Clem is not in the show, correct?
Yeah, you're right.
Clem's in the games.
Clem's in the
Telltale games.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of Carol. This whole time, because she has short hair.
No. So Clem is a little girl.
Who's Clem?
So she's a little girl, and you play as her, correct?
Well, you play as Lee in the first one.
As the guy.
Yes, the guy who like finds her and then like keeps her safe in the first game.
Yeah.
But by the end...
It's got some Last of Us feeling.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's very sad.
Except by the end of it, Lee does not make it out of season one.
No, he's gone.
Of Walking Dead. And then the rest of the games are, you're just playing as Clem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you, actually, there's one chapter, I think, where it's like these two boys, like brothers.
Oh, okay.
But it's mostly about her. And yeah, it's like you meet this guy who's like a real piece of shit, like trailer trash, white trash guy who's like kind of an asshole. But then by the end, like he becomes her, like,
so he's Daryl.
Father figure. And then okay but also I think dies.
Okay,
he's like dying and he like leads her. They finally find, well, the way I played, they finally find a
when you're really good at the game at the end. Yes.
I don't know if I got a good ending, because I also like was trying. Like, I am not good at Telltale games. I, like, panic and, like, do the wrong thing.
Oh, I mean, yeah, absolutely.
This coming from one of four who got 100% on Bandersnatch, like, 4 years ago.
We did ace Bandersnatch.
We did. It's true.
Yeah, that's true.
So much so that we had to do it again.
Because we did it too good.
Because we did it too good. It was over in, like, 8 minutes.
I know. But, yeah, it's like he brings her to, like, they finally find a settlement. But I think he dies. I can't remember. But in mine, I think he dies and lets her go on.
Okay. So she is like basically an Arya Stark then.
Everyone that she's been around has died.
But Arya has leveled up because Arya killed the king of the zombies.
Yeah.
Glenn's just been killing normal zombies.
That's
ooh,
right.
I hate to say it. I think this is going to be the end. This is how Arya gets out of her relationship with Gentry, where they're raising pork pie in the woods in a little cottage.
Also, I think at one point she's like, I don't think we should raise pork pie because he's our age.
But he's our son. Don't you understand? I can't do it.
Why are they all that?
I like it.
How do you do a Game of Thrones accent?
You do it like that, Colin.
No, I don't
You just go with it.
Also, they're like, even within each other's families, they're different, right? Because like Ned is like very like
Ned Stark's like,
yeah, Ned Stark's like this and talking like kind of like very northern, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone else is like, some of them are very posh, like London-y.
Yeah, but they're all English, I think. There's no Irish or
no, there's no Irish. I think some of them maybe skew Welsh. If they're like the fucking hill people,
perhaps.
Yeah, I was gonna say, as far as like hill people go, they're like the wildlings. Like
wildlings, right?
They're a little bit more like Irish Scottish, right?
You know nothing, John.
You know nothing,
Snow.
Jesus.
Scott, that's right. Yeah. Jesus, that's what the Scott.
There you go,
Larry.
Let's do another one.
Okay.
All right.
The SDS All Star is 35. Who is? Oh, this is Cookie Flex. So we need to re-roll. Ryan is rolling 16. 16 is Loki.
Loki.
Okay. Kind of an Ulta ship.
Could be something interesting.
76 on the Game of Thrones side. Loki and Dario Naharis.
The sword man?
The faceless man.
No, that's Jaqen H'ghoth.
Oh.
This is
He's
one
the,
of
the... really hot guy who hangs out with Khaleesi for a while.
Oh, that guy. He's
what, he changed his face.
Right, because they cast a different actor to
Wait,
play him.
Really?
He had an ugly face when he was introduced, so then they gave him a different face.
And I think he's Khaleesi's lover, right? Or is he just hot?
Until she's done with him. She fucking uses and abuses his ass.
Yeah, well, he even says, like, you don't marry the fucking dude with a sword. Like, you marry the slaver guy in Marine, someone who has political power. You don't marry me.
Yeah. You don't have to stop fucking me.
No.
She was like, get out of here.
And she's like, yeah, but I'm bored, so.
Okay, so Loki and this guy.
I mean, I think he's getting used again.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think he likes it.
Maybe he does like it.
He needs another, like, dramatic queen to follow, and he falls right into fucking Loki's life.
Now he gets to travel different planets.
And different timelines and shit.
And
different timelines.
Yeah, I think he has a great time. He can just kill different people.
Yeah.
Until Loki fucking dumps him on some planet somewhere.
Yeah.
But then he can have his own adventures. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's not helpless in that. I mean, well, he is in that he's on a planet.
You know what he does?
He
has a revenge hookup with Thor.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That makes Loki so fucking mad.
So mad.
And that's kind of back into the Khaleesi of it all. I feel like Thor is more similar to Khaleesi. Loki's like personality-wise.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Loki's, like, not. So I think he's kind of doing a revenge thing on both Khaleesi and Loki by fucking,
Thor.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He's connecting the dots.
Mm-hmm.
Then Loki, like, pops up in Westeros and, like, can you believe what they're up to, Khaleesi?
Oh, my God. And then he fucks her. And then it's, like, nonstop everybody fucking everybody in revenge.
That's good. Nonstop everyone fucking everybody revenge.
Yeah.
Colon Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
Colin, do you want to give us the SDS All-Star?
I sure do.
A roly-poly.
It's a 61. I think we've had 61, no?
Let's see. 61. No, 61 is Hoggle.
No.
Sick. How Kelly. Sweet it is to be in love by you.
Kelly has a distaste for Hoggle that runs very deep.
This is Hoggle from the Labyrinth. 94 is...
with some bottom of the barrel fucking Game of Thrones person. Who is it?
It's George R.R. Martin. Hey, guys!
Two relationships!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.